It's T-Bone time, TMI with TIM. The floor is yours.
Well, we opened the show talking about John Harbaugh, Eric DaCosta. Are either of them going to be here? One, none, all of them, no change. Well,
Omar Khan's not going to be fired, by the way. So you're not going to get your wish there.
And he got the 3-year contract extension.
He's not going to be fired.
Mike Tomlin's not going to be fired.
Yeah. He still might not be back. He still might not be back.
Well, that will be.
But Omar's going to be back.
That will be his own volition.
Be conversations. It'll be stuff that happens.
Right. We'll see. Mike Tomlin has won one playoff game in 4 postseasons.
You're still taking your victory lap.
Who survives that? Who survives that in any sport?
He came back from booing Renegades. He survives everything and anything.
I'm not even counting year 19. This is year 19 for him. In 4 of 18 seasons, he's won one playoff game. Who the hell survives that in any sport? It's amazing. But anyway, that's not this TMI. Maybe another day.
Huh.
We're talking about John Harbaugh and his current players, because no former players have come out saying that he should get fired, like Mike Tomlin with Ben Roethlisberger, James Harrison, Ryan Clark, etc. But following the loss to Mike Tomlin and the Steelers Sunday night, various players were asked about John Harbaugh in 2026 and beyond. Let's start with Lamar Jackson.
You asked me about next year, Jameson. I'm so caught up in what just happened tonight. I can't focus on that right now. I just told you. Like he asked me, are you stunned? I'm stunned right now. I'm still trying to process what's going on.
Hearing those comments live, I was thinking, man, that's kind of interesting, because he had a similar response to when asked about his contract status with the $74.5 million cap hit. And he was saying, look, man, we just lost. I'm not even worried about my contract or any of that moving forward. But that's the last time we're going to hear from Lamar Jackson for quite some time. So the question needed to be asked. Both of those needed to be asked, because he's not at locker room clean out.
Nope.
OTAs, it's scattered appearances. So it probably would be mandatory minicamp.
And he's holding all the cards with the way the contract
starts. Exactly.
And honestly, if you think about it, he said you're asking me about next year. But at that point in time, it was probably after midnight on Sunday night. So what he's really asking about is this week, and your season's over. So he's not really asking about next year. He's asking about the next 72 hours.
That's true. But Lamar didn't even touch the John Harbaugh of it all. But now Ronnie Stanley, longest tenure current Raven. He was drafted back in 2016. So you're talking 10 seasons with John Harbaugh. He was asked about Harbs.
Yeah, I mean, I just let those guys handle those things. You know, my job is to lead my O-line, lead my offense, lead the guys that are in the locker room. You know, that's what I try to keep my focus on, and, you know, try to keep it simple. So, you know, I love Harbs, and, you know, everything he's done for the team, and, you know, whatever they handle, that's their business.
I don't know, man.
Not exactly a ringing endorsement. A longest tenured guy who, and you think of everything that Ronnie Stanley has had to go through, and obviously John Harbaugh has been part of all of that with the injuries and coming back and rotating a tackle. The Stanley one is really interesting, because he's a very measured guy when he talks to the media, and for him to say, "Hey, man, that's above my pay grade," I thought that was interesting.
Oh, it caught my eye. I thought it was a very measured tone that didn't really throw him any bouquets.
No, not at all. And we played Pat Ricard earlier, and he was the guy.
Yes, he was
to
most effusive.
Do we put any stock in Ricard? Was in locker room clear out the next day, clean out. These guys were right after the game. They're still sort of stunned by the game, and do we put any stock in that?
Sure, I was going to bring that up. Where there's part of that, and maybe Lamar, because him talking at the podium, he's even quicker after the game as opposed to Stanley, and we're about to hear from Derrick Henry in open locker room, especially with Derrick Henry taking his time. But I think there's some of that, Ken, but I also think it doesn't take much to say, hey, man, I've been with John Harbaugh every single year of my NFL career, talking about Stanley.
Only coach
and
I know.
As well. Only coach that I know. He stood by me with all these injuries. Like, I would like to see John Harbaugh back.
There also, though, to me, is sort of a tacit acknowledgement that this is not impossible. This is in the air, not just here floating in,
that's not crazy, in radio question. Land.
It's in their locker room. Because if anyone had asked them that question after the loss to Buffalo last year, as horrible as that was, in a playoff game, I think the response would have been, hey, dude, we've been in the playoffs. At that point, he would have said, what, 8 of my 9 years here, or 7 of my 8 years here, and we've had 10-win seasons all the time, and we just won the division again. Why are you asking me that? Like, I think there would have been, even if it wasn't said that way, there would have been more a different tone to where, to me, these guys in their own way are like, I don't think they'd be stunned if he's not back.
And now let's end with Derrick Henry. And Derrick Henry's only been here 2 years, but he's had two pretty prolific seasons beyond age 30 at the running back position.
You know, I love Coach Harbaugh, love this team, love this organization. As far as those decisions, that's out of my pay grade. I don't make those decisions, but I love everybody in this organization, and tried our best this year. Just didn't do enough to get it done.
Well, at least he said he loved Harbs.
I love Harbs. Yeah, a lot of these guys didn't go there.
No, but I.
But he also says he loves everybody too. So I mean,
But I think it's a legit question. Like, is this much ado about nothing? Is there something there? I do find it interesting that those three players, none of them.
Well, look, and we'll get into this on the next hour in more depth, but there have been years before where coordinators have been in the balance before we got the press release about Wink, whatever, agreeing to part way, where you still know that Harbs is going to address everybody after the last game because they've done it or they've announced it, and everybody knows the coaching staff's not going to be back intact, but Harbs and EDC are going to do their regular thing. We have yet to be given any indication
that
Harbs and EDC are going to do their normal thing. So that alone, already, as we head well into late afternoon Tuesday, that ain't like nothing to see here, your normal wrap-up the season.
Well, let me ask you this. As a guy that's a former beat guy, former national guy, been to a billion of these press conferences, if the Ravens decide to keep John Harbaugh, Eric DaCosta, is this press conference going to be Friday at 3, Friday at 4, try to bury it a little?
Yeah, I don't know different people's schedules or when they're already going to do their thing. And I mean, I don't know.
By the way, tentacles of the Harbs in EDC, Todd Monken has received a request to be interviewed for the Browns head coaching job, as according to Ian Rappaport. So while his future hangs in the balance here in Baltimore, he's been asked to interview for the Browns head coaching job. Wasn't he a coordinator there at one point? Didn't he?
Yes,
he's definitely there.
Yeah. Yes. Coming up next, what about the people? Where are they? It's a day later. We still have no decision on what's going on with the Ravens. How are you feeling? What should they do? 410-583-1057. We hear from the people next.